The Executive Secretary of the National Population Council, Professor Stephen Kwanye, says the choice of this year's theme for World Population Day, Universal Access to Reproduction Health Service, is to draw attention to the large number of people without access to good reproductive health services. He said though some progress has been made in reducing maternal and infant mortality, it is nothing good to write home about. Professor Kwanye spoke with Bubu Klinogo, who first asked him about the focus of the celebration.
Worldwide, there is a theme that is Universal Access to Reproductive Health Services. So we are launching the day here in Kumasi with a focus on efforts towards ensuring that every person who desires a reproductive health service has access, and the barriers that hinder people from having access are all right.
Prof, what necessitated this theme?
Worldwide, we have a large number of women who lose their life. More than 300 million women lose their lives when they go to give birth. And there are huge numbers that also do not want to have pregnancies, but fortunately, because of lack of access to the services that could enable them avoid the unplanned pregnancies, they get into those conditions. And unfortunately, because they also have lack of access to attention from health personnel, they also lose their lives. And some also embark on efforts to terminate the pregnancy. And because they do so by certain means which are not professionally engineered, they also run into all kinds of post-abortion complications. So we want to draw attention to the fact that women especially have to be empowered through education so that they have the knowledge as to where to find the methods and the empowerment to demand the right for services.
What measures are you putting in place, for that matter, government putting in place to ensure that maternal mortality is reduced? Because we know that Ghana is lagging behind in terms of the Millennium Development Target on maternal mortality and child mortality.
Even now, we can say that some progress has been made, but that progress is not something we should glorify about. Because in 2007, we measured maternal mortality ratio to be 451. Now, it's come down to about 350, but it's still high. So, the message is that we should ensure that education is invested in and people actually are freed and have the education, the knowledge to decide if and when they want to have sex and to even think of becoming pregnant and continue to have the baby. Now, what we also need to do is to do a lot of advocacy to ensure that institutions such as the Ghana Health Service, the National Population Council, and related institutions that are implementing programs to ensure that this dream is finally realized are strengthened. And so, worldwide, the message is that governments should be at the forefront to make this issue a priority on the national agenda, because it is quite shameful that because somebody is going to add a baby or a human being to the population of Ghana, she unfortunately loses her life. And we also need to strengthen the health delivery system and possibly, in terms of reproductive health services, remove all the barriers, the myths and misconceptions that surround family planning delivery. And then what I also suggest is that we shouldn't restrict ourselves to delivery at the health facility alone, but rather train people to embark on community-based distribution programs. Say that people are trained within the community, the youth, some of them are also trained, and they are able to communicate in languages that their peers can easily comprehend.
Dr. Kwanche also disagreed with the call for the legalization of abortion as a means of reducing maternal mortality.
The head of clinical service at the Ridge Hospital, Dr. Emmanuel Sropenyo, has lauded interventions by government which have contributed to the improvement in access to reproductive health. He, however, maintains that a lot still needs to be done to reduce the rate of maternal and infant mortality. In an interview with Radio Ghana's Bubu Klinogo on the occasion of World Population Day, which focused on universal access to reproductive health, the obstetrician gynecologist identified poverty, ignorance, and inadequate emergency services as some factors contributing to maternal mortality.
Access to reproductive health in Ghana, I can say that has been improving over the years. Government has also been doing its part to improve it. There are several problems impeding access, problems like poverty, ignorance, poor transportation network, inadequate ambulances. However, talking about poverty, for example, government has introduced National Health Insurance Scheme. And then for people who are pregnant, government has also gone ahead to introduce a free maternal care services so that once they register themselves, they can enjoy this package. And so for these reasons, we expect that even people who are poor and do not have access because of lack of money, they still should be able to have access to the full range of reproductive services. Even recently, government has also taken steps to improve access to family planning services, which are actually part and parcel of reproductive health services. And there are plans afoot now to make family planning services also free so that we will no more have any reason not to come and enjoy these services. Putting all these things together, we can see that access is improving. Over the years, the percentage of women who deliver within the health system, within the hospital, has been increasing. In 2005, it was just about 42%. This has increased in 2008 to 59%. And recently, a little survey has done, and it has also been found to have further increased to 69%. However, there is still more room for improvement because it is a fact that we're still losing a significant number of women during childbirth. And the significant causes of maternal mortality currently in the country is still hemorrhage, those who deliver and bleed. We still don't have enough blood within our blood banks across the country. And another important cause is hypertension. Women still lose their lives from massive abortion, even though government has set up designated centers where staff have been trained to provide services to women. People still go to the back street and then lose their lives because the procedures are not done for them properly. And also, occasionally, women lose their lives because of infections in the female genital tract.
If there's room for improvement, what exactly do we do? Because, as you said, maternal mortality and infant mortality is still very high in Ghana, and we have a target to achieve by 2015, and it looks like we are not likely to achieve that target. So what do we do to improve the situation?
I think that one of the first things that we need to do is to educate all of us. People need to know that when they are pregnant and complications occur, or they start having some unusual signs of symptoms, they have to report quickly to the hospital. We should all embrace family planning. There is no need for a woman to die from a pregnancy that she did not want to start with. And the solution to that is for the woman to use family planning methods. The family planning status of the country, for example, recently the latest survey shows that we have improved a little to around 22%. But it is too low. And so a lot of unwanted pregnancies still take place. And this is what forces women to go to the back street to have unsafe abortion. We need to provide safe abortion services for those ladies who may have gotten pregnant, provided the reason for seeking abortion services are within the laws of the nation. We also need to improve emergency services. In this respect, we need to have ambulances. Government has taken steps to provide ambulances. But the fact of the matter is that the ambulances that we have currently in the system are not enough. Apart from the ambulances within the hospital, we need supplies. We need logistics. We need equipment to work with. We need medication. There are times that medications are not easily available within the hospitals, especially under emergency conditions. And then also the staff need to be retrained, especially in our ability to provide quality care services to our clients.
You've spoken about the need to make way for safe abortion, and I was going to ask you, as an expert in that field, do you believe abortion should be made legal? Because there are people who argue that because it is illegal, people use other means to get abortion, and in the process they die.
The fact of the matter is that already Ghana has a law, and we don't want to go behind the law that Ghana has. And we think that the current situation of the law in Ghana is adequate within the framework that we are operating.
Obstetrician, gynecologist, and head of clinical service at Ridge Hospital, Dr. Emmanuel Srofenyo, talking to Bubu Klinogu.